another in my place. In compassion for his grieving disciples, Jesus opened the portals of revelation for hidden mysteries. He sought to assuage their sorrow. He revealed the coming into this world of another person of the eternal Trinity, the Holy Spirit. The enormous spiritual pressure of that transcendental moment drove the quiet words of Jesus deeply into their memories and hearts. Because of the omniscient source of Jesus' knowledge of the eternal Spirit, these brief cameos drawn by the pen of the aged apostle as he heard them from the lips of Jesus merit careful and prayerful scrutiny. That same night in which darkness was destined to rule, Jesus, the light of the world, chose to reveal the coming of another member of the inexplicable Trinity. In glorious revelation, Jesus unfolded the divine nature and personality of the Paraclete and, at the same time, disclosed some of his works as well as his place in a soon-to-be church that he planned to build on earth. Jesus told the disciples that he would pray the Father, to whom he would shortly return, to send to them another divine being, another one from that unknown Godhead, who would come to abide with them as he had. That eternal being who would replace him would be a Paraclete and a Comforter. Paraclete in the original Greek language means literally one called alongside to help. It is translated in the New Testament as Comforter and as Advocate. By calling him the Paraclete, Jesus informed his sorrowful disciples that the other one coming to replace himself would be to them a Comforter Advocate. He would comfort them in times of distress and affliction, and he would defend them as repentant sinners they bowed before the throne a divine justice. When Jesus himself came to earth, it was such an obscure event that the world knew not that God, incarnate in the Son, had come. Only the spiritually enlightened few were aware of that amazing advent. That night in the Olivet conversation, Jesus did not consider it necessary to give them specific details of the Comforter's arrival or how they might recognize this glorious personage when he came. Jesus, the eternal Son of God, who forever lived in the bosom of the Father, was eternally familiar with this wonderful Spirit of God. In the countless ages of eternity past, Jesus, known then as Jehovah, lived in eternal holy oneness with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Only Jesus, the eternal Son, could know absolutely both the nature and the character of him who is God, the Holy Spirit. Out from his omniscient divinity, he could speak of the wonderful revelation of the person and nature of the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete.